The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL FM 97.9 and chapelborough.com. We have as our guest today UNC Chapel Hill music professor David Garcia, who has led his students in putting together an extraordinary compilation of Latin music in North Carolina, Viva Cacalachi. And I understand, David, that you're also director of the student Latino music ensemble.
That's right. We're called UNC's Charanga Carolina, and we play mostly Cuban music, Cuban dance music, as well as salsa music from New York, especially.
Now, that's a lot of fun.
That is.
How large is the ensemble?
It varies between 10 to 15 students, depending on enrollment. But then we also have four local musicians, three of whom are from Puerto Rico originally, and then a fourth who's originally from the Dominican Republic, who play percussion and sing the music, and they all live in the area in the Triangle. And so it's a nice feature of this ensemble in that our students are able to collaborate with musicians from the cultures from which the music originates.
That is extraordinary. How long's the ensemble existed?
We formed in 2004, and it became an official ensemble that year, fall semester of 2004, and we've been going strong ever since.
Yeah, 8 years, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yes.
When the music's that much fun, it has to make it easier.
That's right.
And there is a lot of fun music on Viva Cacalachi. How did this CD come to exist?
Well, last spring semester, I was preparing, in preparation for the spring semester, I was planning this course, which is cross-listed with global studies, and it's Music 258, Musical Movements, Migration, Exile, and Diaspora. And really, it came down to two things. Number one, the fact that my specialization in terms of my research and teaching is Latin American music, and I have an interest in immigration and identity. That played a part in deciding to do something like this. And then secondly, I also wanted to make the class special, given that it's a smaller class. So we had, in the end, 17 students registered for the course, all from different majors. And so I wanted to make it a more intimate and even a collaborative effort, learning experience for the students, a unique one. And I thought that producing a CD would be a great idea for the students to learn about the topic of immigration and music, and specifically Latin American music here in North Carolina, in a very unique way.
Yeah, and certainly they did. The 17 students came up with 19 tracks for the compilation. How were they selected?
Many of them, but not all, but many of them were recorded by musicians that I already knew, many of whom are friends of mine. So I guide them in that way, advise them in terms of introducing them to these musicians and their music. And then from there, they did the research on the musicians, on the various communities that they represent with respect to the history of those communities, the immigrant experience and history of those communities here in North Carolina. Then we had a couple of students, and this is really when the class got really, really interesting. I had a few students who were very active in their local churches, one in the Newman Center, which is the Catholic Church here on campus at UNC Chapel Hill, and then another student who is involved in her church, a Pentecostal church in Durham. And they both thought that it would be interesting to include tracks recorded during services, specifically during Spanish language services. These are services that cater to the Spanish-speaking communities of those respective churches. And I thought that was a fantastic idea. And so we included four tracks total, two of each, two from the Newman Center Choir and another two recorded during a service at they're called Los Pentecostales de Durham, and the pastor there is Pastor Galindo. And so really, these are four incredibly unique tracks out of the collection, I think, because they really get to a context of music making and worship that's usually not known beyond these church communities, these religious communities. And so it's a very interesting insight into the role and the place religious music and worship play among Spanish or Latin American Spanish speaking communities here in the Triangle.
Yeah, that is something that makes this a very different collection from most. However, I picked a track that does not come from either of the religious services to finish out this segment of the Art Spot on WCHL FM 97.9, but one that would be familiar to most of our listeners from the original hit recording back in the 1960s. The version on Viva Cacalacky's utterly original.
That's right.
Where one can say that an arrangement of some of Jobim's composition could be turned into a completely original track. But Paulo Lopez with Cesar Oviedo and Ramon Ortiz did this to the girl from Ipanema. And we'll enjoy that now on the Art Spot.
See me for her.
And we're back on the Art Spot here on WCHL FM 97.9. My guest today is UNC music professor David Garcia, and we are talking about the remarkable compilation put together by his students last spring, Viva Cacalachi. Before the break, we heard Paulo Lopez's remarkable reconstruction of The Girl from Ipanema. How did you come to know those artists?
Well, Paulo Lopez is originally from Brazil, and he's been here in the Triangle for a while now, close to a decade. And he's one of the few, number one, few Brazilian musicians here who's actively performing, and is also one of the more talented musicians, as his arrangement of Girl from Ipanema shows. And he's, in fact, working on his own album, and he was gracious enough to contribute this track that hasn't been released yet, actually. And so he collaborated with two other musicians, Cesar Oviedo, who's from Nicaragua, another incredibly talented musician who lives in Winston-Salem, actually. And then Ramon Ortiz is originally from the Dominican Republic, and Ramon plays with my students in UNC's Charanga Carolina. Mm. So that's actually another wonderful feature of this CD compilation, is that many of these musicians know each other, they work with each other, they play on a number of groups. So it really is a reflection of, number one, the diversity of Latin American musical styles that we have here in North Carolina, but it's also a celebration of their music and the music that they share, not only with the communities, their respective communities, but with each other and the North Carolina community at large. So, The Girl from Ipanema is really, really, this version anyway, is very unique, and it's actually probably one of my more favorite tracks from the CD.
Yeah, it's certainly the one that grabbed me on the first listen through to Viva Cacalachi. And I'm also very much attracted to this collaboration among Brazilian, Nicaraguan, and Dominican musician.
That's right.
Because I see a parallel there to what was going on in North Carolina in the 19-teens and 20s as migrants from the mountains came down into the Piedmont looking for work in the mills, living in the mill town. These people who had only known musicians, you know, this largely before radio and records,
yeah.
You only could hear music from someone you encountered personally. And so it was revolutionary to be resettled in the Piedmont of North Carolina and to be playing music with folks who came from a different musical milieu. And that
That's
produced
right.
The string band music of the 1920s and 30s. And it seems like the same thing may be happening in the Latino community.
Absolutely, Art. That's a great point because you know, it's one thing to say that we have a music that represents a geographic region, and the music that you just described certainly does that. But in this case here, it's not that this Latin American music that we have on the CD is somehow, the sound of it anyway, is unique to North Carolina. Rather, it's the experiences of the musicians and the kinds of collaborations that could have only happened here in North Carolina, like in parallel to what you've just described. Only here would you get a Brazilian musician. Well, that's not true. I guess you would have in New York too, but in the case of these particular musicians to come together and create something so unique like this track of The Girl from Ipanema is a reflection definitely directly of what's happening here in North Carolina with respect to Latin American immigrants.
Yeah. Now, some of these tracks, I think the majority are from the last couple of years, but some go well back into the 1990s. What did your students learn in putting this compilation together? And we'll be leading into hearing the track Raleigh by Fred Huerta.
Yes. They learned so much, but I think really what sticks to my mind, what was striking was actually, and what was a goal of mine from the beginning was for them to learn about the immigration experience from those who have undergone the experience, right? I think sort of, if we think about how immigration and the debate on immigration today, in terms of the political context, you know, it's essentially dominated by the media and what everyday folks, the information that they get, typically comes from the media, whereas those voices from immigrants themselves usually don't get across to the average American. And so for the students in this class, I was hoping that they would get a different perspective on immigration and that experience. And so part of our work involved inviting some of these musicians to class, and which gave our students an opportunity to interview these musicians, including Fred Huerta from Rey Norteño. He came and visit and other musicians as well. And it was that experience, that those dialogues, discussions about why they decided to come to the United States, what has their experience been like, what's their contact with family back home, and more importantly, what role has music played in them sort of settling into a new culture, a new place? And they learned that that music plays a central role in these people's lives in dealing with their new experience or their experience in a new place. So Fred Huerta of Rey Norteño, this is a group that specializes in Norteño music, music from Mexico, from the northern part of Mexico and the border region of northern Mexico and the southwest of the United States. And Fred has been living here in North Carolina since about 2004 or so. And he formed the group soon after arriving. And it's a style of music that's associated, it's sort of like the country music of Mexico in many ways, because it's in terms of Mexican society, it's sort of the working class. It's the music of the working class. And so this is a song called Raleigh that he composed. And it's a song that describes, from the perspective of an immigrant, having to leave Raleigh to go back home to visit his family and his friends. But he's expressing sadness in having to leave a place where he has made close friends whose people from Raleigh have welcomed him into the community. And so he's expressing his gratitude for that.
All right, we'll hear a bit of Raleigh by Rey Norteño.
Raleigh, Norte, Carolina, te llevo en mi corazón. Suelo, he dejado mi sudor, trabajando por mi gente que me espera en mi nación. Raleigh, Norte, Carolina, sin duda me has dado tanto. Bajo tu cielo bendito, la vida me fue cambiando, ahora ya puedo vivir como lo venía soñando. Hoy me invade la nostalgia, porque de ti me despido. Voy a abrazar a mi gente, que hace tiempo que no miro. Adiós, Norte Carolina, sé que te voy a extrañar. Sin embargo, en cuanto pueda, sé que voy a regresar. Conocí buenos amigos, mucha rosas más corté de tu jardín, la más linda de tus rosas. Hoy me invade la nostalgia porque de ti me despido. Voy a abrazar a mi gente que hace tiempo que no miro. Adiós, Norte Carolina, sé que te voy a extrañar. Sin embargo, en cuanto pueda, sé que voy a regresar.
We're back on the Art Spot with Professor David Garcia, talking about the compilation put together by his students of Latin music in North Carolina, Viva Cacalachi. How is this music and the communities that make it changing and evolving in North Carolina? Are folks from non-Latino groups becoming involved as players of the music?
Absolutely, absolutely. And one, some of the best examples of that is our Carnavalito, which we have two tracks from, and this is a group, a Latin jazz group that was organized in the late 1990s by Ricardo Granillo, who's originally from El Salvador and moved to San Francisco as a child and grew up in San Francisco in the 1960s and made his way to North Carolina in the 1990s and started this group, Carnavalito, the first Latin jazz group. And that group included jazz musicians mostly, as well as Latin musicians. And those jazz musicians were both African-American and white. And it's a great example of how the music embraces musicians from all cultures, and the leaders also in forming these groups, finding musicians who are interested in the music and interested in learning how to play it. And so it's definitely a reflection of again, another side of music in sort of a social context. And then the other group that we have here that plays more modern salsa music is Orquesta Gardel. And that group, too, is very diverse in its makeup. And so the musicians are represents various backgrounds, including African-American, whites, and Puerto Rican and Dominican Republic folks, musicians from the Dominican Republic, Ramon Ortiz in particular. So both groups have really are really important in that they have demonstrated the openness of this music and the cultures that the music represents.
Yeah. Well, what's next for your class? How's the spring of 2013 going to top this brilliant compilation album from the spring 2012 class?
Well, there's certainly more to be studied in terms of Latin American music in North Carolina to include different parts of the state. We were mostly focusing on the Triangle, but we do have some artists who live out in Lenoir or closer to Asheville, as well as a mariachi group from Charlotte. So there might be a volume two, Viva Cacalachi volume two, in addition to an entirely new volume of immigrant music or music of immigrant communities from here in North Carolina, communities from different parts of the world, Africa, the Middle East, and as well as Asia. And so that's certainly something that I've been thinking about.
Well, how can listeners find out more about Viva Cacalachi and the work your students are doing?
They can go to the music department's website at unc.edu/music and just navigate your way through to find more information on Viva Cacalachi, which will include a page where we have some samples of the tracks up to listen to. And then your listeners are also welcome to contact me via email at daga@email.unc.edu.
daga@email.unc.edu. And that'll get you in touch with David Garcia in the music department. To 17 students last spring put together the compilation Viva Cacalaki Latin Music in the New South. Thanks for being our guest on the Art Spot this week, David.
Thank you for having me, Art.